found in Scranton, Pennsylvania, also to 1/8 scale. Whenever Roy came over, Walt had him wipe down and polish the cars and haul water for the steam engine. Other kids in the neighborhood, Candace Bergen and Nancy Sinatra among them, joined in the rides, with Walt driving the engine in an engineer's cap. One afternoon when Roy was 18, the passenger cars derailed. Roy, who was tall and lanky, had been dragging his foot on the ground, kicking up dust and gravel, some of which landed on the track. The engine separated from the cars. Walt got off and stalked back to the youngsters. Roy could tell his uncle was angry because of his scowl and cocked eyebrow. Roy still had the incriminating foot on the ground.
"I didn't mean to, Uncle Walt," Roy said.
Roy was sentenced to the barn for the rest of the afternoon. The Backyard Railroad was the inspiration for the Disneyland steam-powered railroad, a centerpiece for the new theme park, which triggered the first serious breach between Walt and his brother Roy O. Walt wanted to retain personal ownership of the railroad, as well as a planned monorail, through a new company called WED, his initials. WED would also own all rights to the Walt Disney name, always a source of proprietary interest on Walt's part. Publicly traded Walt Disney Productions, in which Walt and Lillian held roughly a third of the shares and Roy and Edna a fifth, would pay royalties to WED and Walt's salary of $153,000 a year to a personal services subsidiary, Retlaw, Walter spelled backward. Roy had never minded being out of the limelight, but he was skeptical about the Disneyland venture and strongly opposed to this potential conflict of interest. He was angered when Walt nearly hired an agent to aggressively champion Walt's interests. He was also surprised, since Walt had never seemed all that concerned with his personal wealth. He was particularly upset that Walt would now claim ownership of the Disney name. It had been bad enough when Walt insisted on changing the name of the company from Disney Brothers Productions to Walt Disney Productions to reflect his creative role. Even so, Roy grudgingly acquiesced rather than prompt a showdown with Walt. But there was a new distrust that had never been there before, even though Walt refused to join the board, saying it would distract him from the real business of the company. The brothers now vied for influence. Walt installed two personal allies, E. Carden Walker, who handled advertising and public relations, and producer Bill Anderson, expressly to do his bidding. Employees at Disney were soon divided between Walt men and Roy men. 10 years later, with payments to Walt's WED and Retlaw soaring and shareholders threatening a lawsuit, the board had never approved Walt's self-serving arrangements, Roy confronted Walt during a weekend the family spent together at Walt's Smoke Tree Ranch in Palm Springs. The moment the subject of WED was broached, the brothers boiled over. They yelled at each other the entire weekend. "Damn it, I want to be on a par with what other people are making in this industry, Roy," Walt yelled at one point. "If you don't do that, I'm going to leave." Walt and Roy didn't speak for the next 6 months. Eventually, after contentious negotiations, Walt Disney Productions bought back WED from Walt, including the rights to use the Disney name, for $60 million. Walt gave Roy a wooden peace pipe, which he hung on his office wall. "It was wonderful to smoke the pipe of peace with you again,"